provisions that can be overlooked because you've done all the hard work. You've negotiated the deal. You've decided, you know, what the core terms of the transaction are going to be. And those have been incorporated into your form documents, and you think that you're ready to go. And then when there's litigation, it's those standard provisions at the back of the contract that are often, you know, thought to just carry over from transaction to transaction to transaction that become problematic in the context of a case. And so to understand why the provisions are important, you need to understand the world from the perspective of a litigator. And what I want to do is get recovery for my client as quickly and as efficiently as I possibly can. And the best tool that I have for that is something called summary judgment. We all learned about it in law school. It means that I can recover on the record without a trial as a matter of law. And that only works if the other side is not able to pick holes in the loan documents and find ambiguities, allege fraud in the inducement, and create issues that a trial court judge is unwilling to decide on the papers and will allow to go to a jury. That means that I either have to go to trial or we have to resolve. And when that happens, it's typically at a discount. So there are five provisions I want to talk about today. The first is waivers. The second are merger clauses. The third is choice of law, then choice of venue, and then industry terms and the definition sections of your loan documents. So first up is waiver. And what is a waiver? A waiver is an intentional relinquishment of a known right. To be enforceable, it has to be knowing and voluntary. So the standard in the case law for a waiver is the waiving party has to understand that they are waiving.